Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Kat from Ohio.
And I'm Joe, and I'm still in Plano, Texas.
Oh, goodness. Hey, Joe.
Hi.
What is that on your neck?
What are you looking at my neck for?
I don't know. It's a hint.
I got nothing on my neck that I know of.
It's a hint.
Oh.
Just go with it.
Oh. Okay.
So, from National Holidays, from HolidayInsights.com, for the week of November 27th through December 3rd, did you know that November 8th is Red Planet Day?
The 28th is Red Planet Day? Whoa.
Red Planet Day, yes.
November 29th. Oh, here you go. Square Dance Day.
Yeah.
Here's a chance to get out and do-si-do with your partner. It's Square Dance Day. Little English, Irish, and Scottish settlers brought square dancing to the U.S. As it evolved in the U.S., a collar was added to help dancers stay in step. It remains popular among southern and western rural areas and with senior citizens. Couples square dance in circles or square formations. It's lively, it's quick, and lots of fun. Yeah, fall down and break your ankle. Medical sites and journals speak to its health benefit for people of all ages. Are you looking to celebrate square dancing for a whole month?
Not really.
Remember, September is International Square Dance Month.
Yeehaw! December is Bingo Month.
Bingo! Where's my money?
In Ohio. You have to come back for it.
No, we don't want to come back to Ohio. Anyways, birthdays this week from HolidayInsights.com. November 27th, 1853, Bat Masterson, gambler, lawman. November 27th, 1917, Buffalo Bob Smith, TV personality, who hosted the show Howdy Doody Time. It's Howdy Doody Time. It's Howdy Doody Time.
Didn't he wear like a red handkerchief around his neck?
He did, with a cowboy shirt.
I thought so. But November 29th, 1932, is the birthday of Jacques Chirac, president of France. France is a country, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. November 30th, 1835, Samuel Clemens was born, Mark Twain. He was the author of Tom Sawyer.
Ah, and also a great song by the band Rush.
Yeah.
November 30th, 1978, Clay Aiken, American Idol, number two, finalist. December 3rd, 1930, Andy Williams, singer.
Country Western singer, right?
Beautiful crooner. And December 3rd, 1951, Rick Mears, auto racer.
Not just auto racer, NASCAR racer.
No.
No?
He was in series cars.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, he was the what they call open wheel cars.
Oh, okay. See, you are a wealth of information.
Because I like racing.
I should never be left alone with a script. Thank you. This day in history from HolidayInsights.com, November 28th, Disney's Steamship Willie premieres and Mickey Mouse was born.
Cool.
Dixie. He was on Dixie or something? Yeah. Wasn't it something about Dixieland?
Huh?
I don't know. Keep reading.
You got me on that one. November 28th, the Grand Ole Opry debuts on radio in 1925.
Wow. And December 1st in Montgomery, Rosa Parks is arrested for refusing to give up her seat in the front seat of a bus. That was in 1955, and that has nothing to do with our topic for today. So, Joe, what's your best guess? What's our theme for the day?
Buses?
No.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. That's it.
No, that was last week. That was last week. What's on your neck? Red neck.
Oh, red neck. Red neck.
Red neck. Yes. Red neck.
Hey.
I
resemble that there remark.
Well, guess what? We're going to find out what that means exactly, that you're a redneck.
Uh-oh.
Our curious saying or word for the day is redneck from wordorigins.org.
Uh-huh.
A redneck is a white, working-class U.S. Southerner, often with provincial and insular attitudes. It's most likely a reference to the sunburned necks of those who work in the fields all day, but it could be a reference to either anger or pellagra, which just turn the neck red. Pellagra?
Where did you go?
Is that like Viagra?
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Oh, no. From scottishhistoryonline.co.uk. The origins of this term redneck are Scottish and refer to supporters of the National Covenant and the Solemn League and Covenant or Covenanters. Largely lowland Presbyterians, many of whom would flee Scotland for Ulster, Northern Ireland, during the persecution by the British Crown.
Many Covenanters signed in their own blood and wore red pieces of clothing around their necks as distinctive insignia, hence the term redneck.
Aha.
Aha. So it actually has to do with our heritage, well, my heritage, Scottish and Irish.
I thought it was all about the hair, but now I know it's about the neck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, guess what? I got a top five list.
Okay, how many 15 do we have this time?
Nine.
Nine?
Yes, the top nine favorite redneck movies.
Okay.
Number nine is Alabama Jones and the Last Beer Run.
Oh, number eight. S-O-U-R-M-A-S-H.
Sour Mash. Number seven, Back to the Future 4, I'm My Own Daddy.
Oh, we're going to get in trouble. Number six, 9.5 Keith.
Five, 3 to 2 but 2 have to hold the cow steady so you don't get knocked off the footstool.
Number four, and the band played Freebird.
Number three, Being John Deere.
Oh, Jiminy. Number two, The Green Smile.
And the number one favorite redneck movie?
How Stella Got Her Tooth Back.
Oh, goodness.
I'm dying here. This is too bad.
Well, we have relief for you. You get to read about dumb criminals from dumbcriminals.com now.
All right. So they say Walmart has everything from freeze-dried biscuits to potato furniture.
potato furniture.
And occasionally the redneck buying is a stick of deodorant for that week. But did you know it's also the location for very stupid crimes?
Really? You're kidding.
Okay.
A man in Tennessee had left his cell phone at a local Walmart, which was quickly stolen by someone else. Okay, wait a minute. Was the Walmart stolen by someone else, or was his cell phone? The man sent a text to his phone offering a $100 reward to whoever returned it. However, through a series of text messages, the criminal raised the price to $180. He insisted that the victim leave the cash at a Chili's bar. According to News Channel 5, the man agreed to do so. Little did the criminal know, he had also notified the police. After a short scuffle in the restaurant, the culprit was eventually arrested. So now we've learned that crowded public settings are not the best place to carry out a felony, although that was just common sense for us innocent folk.
Oh.
Oh, I found the best thing online, Joe.
Uh-oh.
For story time this week, I found a website called AmericanRedneckSociety.com, and this is actually a society that you can join.
Jiminy Christmas. Here
and
we
I
go.
Thought I thought you might be proud to read the Redneck Oath, as maybe Cactus Joe might want to do that. Well, maybe just, I thought I heard Cactus Joe is with you in Plano.
I know, I can never get rid of that guy.
Yeah.
What you talking about? Oh, go away. Ah, I got to read it now. No. Ah, sit away. Here comes the redneck oath. I am proud to be an American, and I affirm that the United States of America is one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Dang tootin' on that. I embrace the historical heritage of the redneck. This heritage includes men wearing red scarves around their neck while escaping religious persecution in Scotland centuries ago. It includes farmers whose hard work in the sun-drenched fields of this nation's breadbasket burn their necks crimson red while keeping America fed. As a redneck, I work hard, and I play hard. And as a redneck, I am able to laugh to myself at myself. In short, as an American redneck, I have a sense of country and a sense of humor.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
The American Redneck Society is a membership organization formed to help perhaps the largest segment of American society, rednecks. You can save thousands of dollars and become a card-carrying redneck for only $20.
What? $20?
They're having a sale.
That's a darn
They be having a sale.
Deal.
Yeah. So what is a redneck exactly? Well, there's no simple or complete answer. We believe that the creed of the American Redneck Society is a good place to start. Thank you for reading that, Cactus Joe. American rednecks include hunters, that's up to 45 million people in the United States, owners of pickup trucks, which number 38 million, NASCAR racing fans, 75 million, and 80 million gun owners. Just about anyone will find you a you-know-if-you're-a-redneck joke that applies to them. Whether they know it or not, these folks represent an incredible economic force, both from the standpoints of productivity and consumer spending. So there.
Well, what? There are valuable benefits today, and additional benefits will come as our numbers increase. When lots of people join together, their numbers result in buying power and influence. Imagine the buying power and market influence of an association whose sole purpose is to represent and benefit the million of us rednecks in this here country.
But why? There seem to be an association for just about every group of people, those over age 50, biologists, accountants, dentists, so on. There's even an association of associations. Each association is designed to benefit its membership, yet there is no credible association of rednecks. Imagine that, designed to serve the millions and millions of rednecks in this country.
We enjoy much of the redneck humor that has become popular among many comedians, and as such, rednecks certainly do have a sense of humor. However, rednecks are much more than a punchline of jokes. And the point and purpose of the American Redneck Society is to spit policy image of rednecks. What are you laughing about, spit policy?
That visual. I just don't know if I want to spit polish a redneck, really, but go on, please. Don't let me interrupt.
We aim to shine the light on positive characteristics in a redneck culture. One such characteristic is a love of country and respect for core American values, those held by our founding fathers, not liberals in politics and media. For these reasons, the American Redneck Society motto is, that's the country. Sense of humor.
Yes, and the Redneck Mission, present and future. Our primary goal is to build a membership. Oh, that's the wrong accent, huh? Our primary goal is to build a membership of rednecks based on valuable member benefits worth much, much more than our modest annual membership fee.
And that was read by Cactus Kitty Cat. 10% of every membership fee will be set aside in the Redneck Scholarship Fund as our way of helping rednecks get through high school and need to improve their lot in life by pursuing a college degree. Wait a minute. With members in numbers, the founders of the American Redneck Society will form a political action committee to represent the political interests of its members, a committee that will have no allegiance to any particular party. Okay, so get out of here. No, leave. Bye now.
Yeah, he needs to go. Oh. Yes, but if you want more information on that, there really is redneck society.com. AmericanRedneckSociety.com.
There you go.
Oh, you know, it's almost holiday season. Just around the corner. From top5.com, the top 9 things overheard during a redneck holiday season.
Okay.
Yes, number 9. Okay, now you put an ornament on your head and I'll shoot it off.
Number 8. And if you're good, Jeff Foxworthy will come down the chimney with some skull.
Number 7. Hey, who broke my Dale Earnhardt as an angel tree topper?
Number 6. I'll be darned if I'm going to spoil my wife with them fancy Walmart goods.
Number 5. Dad, this here policeman wants to know where you got our tree.
Number 4. Hey, Cletus. Pass me that squirrel nog.
Ooh, squirrel nog. Ooh.
Ooh.
3. All right, you can put some cookies out for Santa, but if there ain't none for breakfast tomorrow, don't come crying to me.
Number 2, the stuffing keeps falling out of that turkey. Hand me the duct tape, boy.
Because if it can't be fixed with duct tape, it's broke.
It's broke.
And the number 1 thing overheard during a redneck holiday season?
Number 1. Pop the hood on the Barracuda, son. It's time to baste the turkey.
Ew. I found another great website. This week was a bunch of new websites for me. Countryhumor.com.
Alrighty.
Yes, and we've got something about football season. Now, please note that the views expressed here are that of the website, not the readers, nor this radio station. Got it? So what's the difference between football season in the North versus the South?
Let me see. Women's attire? Up North, chapstick in the back pocket and a $20 bill in their front pocket.
Down South, Louis Vuitton duffel with two lipsticks, powder, mascara that's waterproof, of course, concealer, and a fifth of bourbon. Wallen is not necessary because that's what dates are for.
Stadium sizes. Up North, college football stadiums hold 20,000 people.
Down South, high school football stadiums hold 20,000 people.
Oh, Jiminy. Weather. Up North, snow and ice.
Down South, sunny, high mid-60s, low in the 30s.
These are bad. Fathers up North, expect their daughters to understand Sylvia Plath.
Down South, they expect their daughters to understand pass interference.
Attire up North, male and female alike, woolly sweater and sweatshirt and jeans.
Down South, men wear khakis or shorts, Oxford shirts, caps, and team logo. Females wear knee-length skirt or jeans, team logo, tattoos on cheek and pom-poms.
Oh. Alumni up North, take prospects out on sailing trips before they join the law firm.
And down South, you take prospects on fishing trips so they don't leave for the NFL their senior year. Oh, my goodness. Those were great, weren't they? We have a rant. We have a rant from Cracked.com.
Cracked.com.
This is the weekly rant. This is about rednecks.
Yeah, I got a funny feeling I'm reading this one. So here we go, brothers and sisters.
Go for it.
Cheap beer, loose women, keep America from being 100% literate. Nickelback, Jesus, and Kentucky. Books, the South will rise again. Large gun, NASCAR's a sport. Damn right, it's sport and pure American ingenuity.
All right, Joe, just the facts.
The primary source of everything at the for the redneck is Walmart. The runner-up is Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It has three syllables.
Jesus.
There you go.
All right. Rednecks think Chuck Norris facts are not only relevant, but real.
And if it weren't for rednecks, Dale Earnhardt Jr. would probably be on welfare.
There you go. Pepsi actually sent Dennis to to Kentucky because small children kept losing teeth to Mountain Dew. Oh.
So, Joe, what makes one a redneck?
I don't know. Pray tell, shall I read?
Yeah. I was going to say, what do you mean you don't know? It's written out in front of you. Just read it.
Improv, girl, improv. The first step of becoming a redneck is finding other rednecks. Once you have a group together, then you should discuss important issues of the day, such as Ford versus Chevy, or whose truck can outpull the other. And most importantly, how are you going to have to open a six-pack of whoop-ass on someone else? It is also important that you have to have some sort of ethnic habit, such as drinking moonshine until you pass out, or chewing tobacco until you have no teeth left. Then you must gum it. Once you have these things down, you must purchase a large truck with no real purpose except for mudding. A gun that is probably illegal, but your neighbor Bubba was using it to scare his mother-in-law on. And most importantly, you must have at least two sets of camouflage outfits that have to be constantly dirty. After that, all you have to do is like NASCAR Leonard Skinner, and congratulations, you have become a redneck.
But the question is, how do rednecks fit in with society as a whole?
Well, that's easy. Because they will often insist that they do and demand to be heard. Loud is the redneck way. The redneck philosopher is that progress is scary and things presently suck. The only times when they are good were back in my daddy's day before this computer nonsense. Then they'd spend their entire lives striving to live like that. Most rednecks shun technology outside of TV and AM radio, of course. And such hilarious things as, the computer will be the ruination of this here world.
Oh, my.
You're killing me, girl. You're killing me.
I know. Well, you're going to love this. You know, our lie of the day that we read? Well, it comes from Britain, from Great Britain. And so when I put in the term redneck and did a search, it came up with nothing. So what I did instead, I found lies that have to do with the color red.
Okay.
And that will just have to do.
All right. So, from halflife.com, Dave's Web of Lies.
The first lie is the city of Redmond, Washington, is so named because all of its traffic lights are red. This is to prevent people from traveling into town during their lunch hour. Instead, people drive to nearby Greenmount for lunch, quickly passing through Yellowmond on the way there.
This, of course, is a lie.
During the reign of Eric the Red, Viking longboats were fitted with crude radar systems made from the tungsten ore and whales.
This is, of course, a lie.
Poodles are naturally a deep cherry red color. The white, brown, and black fur shades we normally see them wearing are the result of painful cosmetic dyeing.
And this, of course, is a lie, unless you're an animal rights person and you know that this is true.
Mm-hmm. Everything is blue, then red, then cinnamon, then Nicole, in that order.
Of course, this is a lie.
Yes, and, did you know, polar bears are actually red. They achieve the white coloring by rolling in flour every morning.
Of course.
Oh, it's time for another top five list.
Oh.
11, Joe. There's only 11. Famous quotes from redneck movies.
Okay. Number 11. Luke, I'm your father and your uncle and your first and second cousin. Your nephew.
Number 10. We'll always have Walmart.
Number 9. You heard me at...
Number 8. Houston, we have a possum. Oh, that's bad.
That's bad. Number 7. Are you crying? There's no crying in NASCAR.
And number 6, quote, of all the trailer parks in Pine Cone County, she had to pull her 68 Rambler into mine.
Number 5, use the horse, Luke.
I like that one. Number 4, hokey opera and ancient museums are no match for a good tractor pull, kid.
Oh, number 3, I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 5 shots or 6? Well, hell if I know. You know, I can't count no higher than 3 since a chainsaw accident.
Number 2. My daddy always said life is like a $10 hooker. You never know what you're going to get.
And the number 1 quote from Redneck Movie.
You want a tooth? You can't handle a tooth. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, girl, I don't believe you dug those up.
Are those great or what? Is that just amazing? Yeah.
Dangerously
amazing.
I can hear now on the radio, beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Yes, and as Dave falls over. You know, yes. We're doing this without a pilot this time.
Yes.
We are unpiloted. Dave is somewhere right now. I don't know where, in the comfort of his own home or his own radio station, and he's letting us drive this boat right off the pier.
And therefore, we are.
Yeah. So I found some ruminations to ruminate, to think about, and to
I got to.
The best I could do is find ones about the South and things, all things Southern.
Okay.
Yes. So the first one is from Anthony Myers. Mark my words, one day the South will rise again. Then it will take a leak, finish off that can of Mountain Dew, and go back to bed.
Yeah. Chris Stoddard wrote, if those Davy Crockett Coon skin caps ever cap and come back in style, I'm a genius. If they don't, I'm just another guy with a garage full of carcasses.
Oh. Ooh. That reminds me of something, but I'm going to read the next rumination first. Arkansas Ann says, maybe if those parents had wanted a good kid, they shouldn't have named him Goofus. So I have to tell you my story. There was a guy that I knew a long time ago, and his name was Roadkill Steve. Oh. And he was named so because he would go out and collect roadkill. Was it his job? No, he did it because it was his hobby. because then he would perform taxidermy on the poor little squished things and put them together. But he never could find a whole animal since they were roadkill, so he would combine animals.
For example,
he might find a squirrel and an alligator and make it a squirkigator. Or, you know, a woodchuck and an antelope and a duck, which would be a chuck-duckalope. I'm not making this up. I don't know where Roadkill Steve is, but if you're in listening land, Roadkill Steve, please give me a call. I miss you.
Chuck-duckalope.
Chuck-duckalope. And he would actually make little habitats for them. You know, like how they would actually live in the wild. My favorite one, though, that he kind of left as he found it, was called Goodyear Squirrel.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about it.
Help me, Lord, help me.
So I found another redneck site called Rednecks for Americans.
Okay.
.com. And, you know, in America, when you're a redneck, it's Americans. There's no A, it's just Americans.
Americans.
Americans. So rednecksforamericans.com, there is a rednecks prayer.
Oh, Cactus Joe, where are you when we need you?
I know. Cactus Joe, are you still in Plano?
Yeah, I just kicked him out. Hang loose, Lord. Keep my mullets dry and my snuff can full. Thank you for the extra sheets you gave us to diaper our children. Thank you for the bacon, raccoon, and grit on our table.
Ew.
We give thanks for our home on wheels, even though the roof may leak. But most of all, knowing we have so much, we ask you to share what we have with those who have so little.
Aw, thank you, Cactus Joe.
Cactus Joe, go away. No! Bye.
No, I. In all seriousness, the country is American because of us rednecks. Yeehaw.
American because we are America.
That's right, we are, and you can be too.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, goodness, we survived another one, Joe.
We did.
We did. That's all we have for today. Luckily. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we are... Cat Soup.
Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.
Oh, let's put this one to bed. Cat sitting on a bed. To pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Straight cat strut, I'm a please, I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey, man, that's get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.